I'm going to start now.
So, my name is Jackie Bowen, and it is the 3rd of May, 2022. Can you tell me your name, your date of birth, and the island that you came from?
My name is Rosetta Boyle, and I'm from Browns Hall, St. Catherine, in Jamaica.
Okay, and can you give me an idea of your date of birth?
26/6/41.
Okay. So, as you know, the project is about, you know, making the decision to come to England. But before can you just tell me a little bit about what your life was like at the time in Jamaica?
Well, I was quite young when I came here, just 18. And so I didn't have a bad life, or was troubling because my parents were responsible for me in a way.
Mm-hmm.
And my dad was a farmer, and he worked a lot. But as a young girl coming up, I didn't want to be there to do that sort of work.
Okay.
And my brother was here in England, mm-hmm. and he told me...
Okay, just before we go on to your brother in England, did you have to get involved in the farm work then?
Like, my mother would cook,
mm-hmm.
and then... we maybe have to take it to the field to give the men who were working.
Oh, okay.
Or sometimes she cook right there where the men working, and we help.
Okay.
You know, and like even school holiday, would go and help. And I used to help my parents to pick coffee beans, because my dad had a lot of coffee.
Mm-hmm.
So we used to pick the beans and cocoa beans.
Okay.
We used to pick them, husk them, and take them to a factory that was nearby where we live.
Okay.
And they would buy it in bulk from everybody who have these things. And my dad used to sugar cane.
All right.
We had loads of sugar cane. And there was a factory in St. Catherine, but not too near to our home. And it's like in miles away from our home. But
mm-hmm.
My dad would get men with him, and they cut the sugar cane, and we used to get men who would put them on the roadside,
mm-hmm.
and lorry's truck would come and pick it up and take it to the sugar factory.
Mm-hmm.
And you would know it's yours because they give you a voucher,
mm-hmm.
and have your name on, so they'll take it, and then you'll get your money after. My dad used to do all
yes.
that. So, we weren't rich, but I wasn't struggling.
Okay.
Because my parents was responsible for me then. We live
yes.
at home, and my parents was responsible for me.
Oh, okay.
And then my brother, he used to live in the town,
mm-hmm.
and he was a shoemaker.
Mm-hmm.
And he decided that he would come here.
Mm-hmm.
And he came.
Come here to England.
Come to England, yes.
Mm-hmm.
And he came and his wife, and they lived in Leeds. And when he wrote to us, he said, it's not as easy as he thought, you know.
Okay.
And he wasn't able to do his trade, which he thought he would he would do when he come here. He wasn't able to do his trade, so he had to one work in factories and so. So that's why he was saying it wasn't as easy, because he was doing better.
Okay.
He was doing better in Jamaica,
mm-hmm.
than he was doing here. But
what was your view of England then, before he said that?
Before he said that, I thought it was paved with gold. You know, everybody's going to England and England this, and then there were people here would write back to their family and send them money or things, and we believe things was really, really good here.
Okay.
And
so it wasn't until he gave you a different picture.
Yeah. But that didn't prevent me coming, because
mm-hmm.
my boyfriend was here.
Ah, okay. So I was going to come on to how is it then with this good picture, bad picture,
yeah.
that you made the decision to come. So just first of all, when did you make that decision?
I was I was 18.
Okay.
Yeah, I was 18.
Made the decision to come.
Yeah, and it's not really me making the decision because he had to send, he couldn't write to me mm-hmm. and ask me to come. I was under my parents' jurisdiction, so
yes.
He had to write to my parents.
Okay.
And he wrote to my parents, and asked them if I could come and then marry to, you know.
Okay.
Didn't think they would agree, you know.
All right. Why was that?
It takes a lot because, mm-hmm. like, I was my mother's only child.
Okay.
My brother was just before my dad. I'm my mother's only child. No, and she wrote back to him. And said, when he come home, when he come back to Jamaica. And he wrote back and he said, no, can't say that, you know, because we don't know how long I'm going to be here, you know. And and he said, it's a sign of none at all. That's what he said.
Okay, so he thought that if you didn't come then, they might not let you come or get married or anything like that.
No, because what they expect him to come out.
Mm.
He was working here, so and they thought he was working big money, you know, because they thought he's going to come back,
mm-hmm.
and when he come back, he can marry me.
Oh, okay.
And he could keep on writing and asking, write me and tell me to talk to my parents, which I did.
Mm-hmm.
And finally, they
said, yeah.
They agreed to send me.
Okay. Can I just take you a step back a little bit then? Because he was your boyfriend,
yeah.
but then he went to England.
Yeah.
So there must have been a discussion between you and him before he went to England.
No, because he didn't realise what it was like himself.
Oh, I see.
He thought as much like what my parents thought, that he would work and then come back.
Oh, I see. So you hadn't planned at that stage when he left?
No.
That was what was going to happen to you?
No.
Oh, okay.
I didn't have an intention of coming to England because really, as a young woman there, we didn't have jobs, but my parents wasn't rich. But I had everything sort of thing.
Yes.
Because I'm the only one then, mm-hmm. you know. And as I said, my dad worked a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And he did everything. Have big places, plant yam, bananas. That's what we lived off.
Yes.
The
soil. When you left school, you just joined in the family business.
Yeah. When I left school, I used to go to my aunt. My aunt was a dressmaker and my mom sent me there. I didn't like dressmaking, but I didn't go. And we used to have a club at the school in the evening that you learn to bake and things like that. But I took to the baking, but I didn't like sewing.
So you just did the family stuff rather than the dressmaking stuff.
Yeah.
So can you just tell me, so your boyfriend now was in England and he thought he was going to just work and then come back for you, but then decided it's harder than he thought.
Yeah.
So he decided to write to you to say, come.
Yeah. He had to write to my parents.
Oh yeah. What was the time frame between him first writing to your parents to say, can Rosetta come and join me and I'll marry to her, till you actually went?
It's like about a year.
A year, so yeah. A little while
before.
So what do you think made them decide to let you go?
Because my mother said I might not forgive her if anything happened to me, and she said she'll miss me if I go. But she went ahead and talked with his mom.
Oh, okay.
And his mom persuaded her.
Right.
To let me go. Mm-hmm. You know.
What were you saying to her all this time?
I just keep quiet.
Oh, so you didn't really say.
I didn't make the decision. The only thing my mom asked me, do you want to go? And I said, yes.
Okay, so it was like very much.
I didn't want to be too excited and let her think, you know, mm-hmm. oh, I don't want to stay there, I want to go. So when she asked me, "You, what do you say?" I said, "Nothing, Mom." She said, "Do you want to go?" And I said, "Yes."
You, this time, inside, you really, really wanted to go.
I really wanted to go. But
you didn't want to show her that.
Because she only had me. And, you know, she's going to miss me terrible.
Mm.
Because she said, when I came, they took me to the airport, Palisades Airport in Jamaica. Okay. And they took me to the airport, and they watched me board the plane.
Oh, okay.
And they went back home. And she said she went to bed the night, and when she woke up in the morning, she went out to the gate, and she put her hand on her head, and she said, "Whoa!" She cried.
Oh.
No, she said she really cried because she don't know if she will ever see me again.
Yeah. So it was a hard decision for her to make.
Yeah, but I thought if I come and work, I could make life even better for them because my dad was getting older, she was getting older, and my dad wouldn't be able to sort of work as he did because we never wake up in the morning and see my dad, only Sunday morning.
Right.
For the whole week, when we wake up, my dad's gone.
Okay.
And Sunday morning, because he was a church man. And Sunday morning, when you wake up and see my dad, if you don't know the days of the week, you know, that's your Sunday.
It's Sunday because he's there.
He's there, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay.
Because he was a held in the church.
Mm-hmm.
And so he goes to church every Sunday, even when he's not well. He's got to be real healed not to go.
What did he think or what did he say to you about going to
him? He spoke to me like my mom did. And he said to my mom, "Well, if she's going to make life better for herself, we let her go." And she said to me, "What is Sam going to say?" I said, "Yes." And I said to my dad, if I come and whatever I have, I will always remember them and share it with them."
Oh,
which I did.
Yeah.
And my dad, you remember, my dad came here. Mm-hmm. My mom and dad came and spent about 6 weeks, two months. We come to church as well.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Was there anybody at the time saying, "No, don't go"?
Not my family. As I said, I didn't have a family. But my mom didn't want me to come, really didn't want me to come.
Mm-hmm.
But for my own good, she said that, because if anything, I might blame her.
Right.
That things would be better with me if she didn't let me come. Yeah. And she didn't want that.
Mm-hmm.
And I really promised them that I would write.
Mm-hmm.
And I did, when I could write regular letters until she began to feel
right.
better. And I married within a year.
Mm-hmm.
So she was...
She feel...
I should tell her, "Oh, he's a gentleman."
that's good. So it made her feel better for the decision that she made to let you let you come, really.
So within a year I was married. And
So in the time that you said it was like a year between him first asking you to come to them saying, "Come," what information was he giving you about England, about...
He told me it wasn't easy, and he was a joiner in Jamaica, and he wasn't even doing his job.
Mm.
He used to work at Chilwell.
Okay.
And you know Chilwell.
Yeah.
That's where he used to work, and he was making about a lot of money in Chilwell, but he stayed there, and when I came, I started to work at Pliers.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And then when I became pregnant with my first child, his dad lives in Birmingham. His dad was here before him.
Okay.
Yeah. And his dad said to him, "Look, you're going to have a family and you can't live on the money you get at children. You can't look after a wife and baby yourself for that."
Yeah.
Because we used to live in a rented room, which wasn't... I found that difficult when I came to live in one room.
Yeah.
you know,
coming from
because we had three bedrooms,
mm.
you know, and I had my own room.
Yeah,
there was spare room,
mm.
and when I came, everything in one room.
Did you know that? Because like you're saying, your brother was saying it wasn't so
easy,
and also your husband to be at the time was saying it wasn't so easy.
Yeah,
so did they tell you about what the situation would
no,
be?
No, oh, not no, completely. No. They just say that, and we just think about the work they do. My brother was a shoemaker, mm. and he wasn't doing shoes. And my boyfriend now, he was a joiner, and he wasn't doing that.
Doing that.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know.
Yeah.
And when I was pregnant with my first child, his dad mm-hmm. said to him, "Look, I'm going to get you a job
mm-hmm.
with the firm that I work with."
Oh, okay.
He was a carpenter.
Mm-hmm.
And you better come and,
mm-hmm.
and do your trade, because you can look after wife and baby.
Yes.
And what you earn.
Yeah, yeah.
And so he got him a job in Birmingham.
Okay.
And he went over to Birmingham after I had the baby. Just
right.
He went to Birmingham.
Some work.
Yeah. His dad got him a job, and he went to Birmingham. And for a few weeks, maybe about 4 weeks,
mm-hmm.
before I went over, because they got another room, not a house, you know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Another room.
Yeah.
And we went there. Yeah.
Can I ask you, but back in Jamaica, so at the time, the government was encouraging people to come to England.
Yeah.
Did you hear about that? Did you see anything of that?
No. I mean, we were young and we didn't even think.
So you didn't really hear much about that government?
No. We didn't know. People did. Some people would have known. But
mm-hmm.
we were young and we weren't interested in what is going on.
Oh, okay.
Even in the world then at 17.
And 18. You wasn't really...
No,
so
no.
It wasn't anything to do with like the government saying life could be better in
England. Oh, yes. Yes. They were saying that because
yes.
we heard that life is better. So, because a lot of people were leaving.
Right.
And they were leaving because they're coming for a better life.
Right.
That's the main reason, a better life.
Okay.
Yeah, and it was a mistake.
So you say it was a mistake. What do you think life would have been like if you hadn't come?
I never thought of that. I mean, life isn't bad with me.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But takes hard work
here.
Yeah,
but what would have happened there? Because you said like your parents weren't rich, but they were okay. Your
mm-hmm.
father had land; he had people working for him, and used to work.
Yeah,
in there. What do you think would have happened if you hadn't?
If
your mum hadn't softened?
Yeah, I think I would be maybe leave off and go to live in Kingston, where life is
get
jobs. Or
mm-hmm.
I wouldn't want to stay in the country because we live in the country.
Mm-hmm.
As I said, because we have farm.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't like farm work. Because you can't get too dirty.
Yes.
I didn't like farm work. But people think, you know, if you go to town, you're not really better off, really.
Mm.
Because somebody had gone to domestic work, and that I wouldn't do.
Right.
You know, so I don't know what I would have done.
Yeah, I was going to say, did you have any ideas? I mean, I know you're a young person, but did you have any ideas about what you wanted to do?
I wanted to be a nurse.
Oh, okay.
Yes, I wanted to be a nurse. And all my young days, I said, I want to be a nurse.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So if you hadn't come, would you have pursued that?
Yeah, I think I would, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Because I really wanted to be a nurse. And when I came here, I applied and did tests and everything, but then I got pregnant.
Oh, okay. So it's something that if you hadn't come here,
I wouldn't have
stayed on the land and worked.
No.
Work like that. But you might have pursued the nursing thing.
Yeah, because... Most of my friends, they're either in America, Canada, or England, you know.
Mm.
Because when I go back on holidays, I hardly see any of my friends.
Right.
You know, because you see the parents, mm. and they tell you this one is in America, that one in England, you know, see them, you know. And
yeah, yeah.
So I don't know what would have happened, but I know I wouldn't be working at the
hospital.
No. Because I really wanted to be a nurse.
And at the time, quite a number of young people were deciding to go anyway.
Yeah, yeah. Mm. But people were going to America as well, and Canada.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, mostly America at that time.
Yeah, you ended up in England because your boyfriend was in England, so that's where how you ended up in England.
Yeah, and he worked so hard.
Mm.
You know, and we went to Birmingham with the baby,
mm-hmm.
and he was working on the building, and we get another room on, you know, mm. we went to a place that you have two rooms. And,
yes, and try to get it.
Yeah, and then he decided, he says, he don't want to live in Birmingham,
because
mm. then all his friends were here in Nottingham.
Nottingham, so that's how you ended up.
Yeah, and after we had two children,
mm-hmm.
and it came back here.
Yeah. Yeah. You kind of told me a little bit about sort of like coming and that day where your parents took you to the... Just talk me through how you prepared to come and that day, what happened?
Well, it was said for me, so you pay the fare here.
Oh, okay.
And we had to go and get the ticket in mm-hmm. town.
So he sent that to your parents?
Yeah.
You were just like a bystander in all
yeah,
of this?
Yeah, he wrote to my parents.
Okay.
I can remember the letter I wrote to my parents and telling her about the love and affection he's got for his daughter Rose. You know, and so all my friends, that, you know, mm-hmm. We go to the post office, we go to the school, and we meet, and we always have our meeting. We had some big tanks in the school,
mm-hmm.
and we used to go there, and they were reading, and they were peers.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to the post office, because the post office was near to the school, and I got this letter from my mom, from him,
mm-hmm.
and I said to my friend, look at this, it's he who sent me this letter. Say my mom, and I said to me, "Fear, mom, she gonna kill you." it was four of us, and the children tell me that my parents were gonna kill me. So they said, "Can't give them the letter. Can't give them the letter. I didn't give them the letter." And we go, and we steam the letter. And I opened the letter, and I read the letter, and they talk about the love and affection I have for your daughter. They say, you're good dead. You will kill you. So I sealed back the letter, and I had the letter for about 2 days.
Mm-hmm.
And because I said I'm not going to give them, my friend said, you mad? If you not get them, where you going to go?
Mm-hmm.
You know? And I keep a letter in the book, and then, one day I just go in, and she was sitting in the living room, and I come to my room, and I say, "Hey, Mama," and we go, "You say what from? We're not here. We're gone."
Oh, you just gave it and left.
Yeah, I just handed the letter. She take and say, "What from?" And I go through the other door, and about 2 days after, she called me. And she said, "Read this to me." she gave me the letter. I said, read this to me. And we start to read the letter. And when we get to my name, she said, "Me stop." She said, "You couldn't understand that." I can't even remember now. She said, "You don't understand yourself." And I said, "Yes, Mama."
Mm.
She said, "We'll read it now." She was as calm as anything.
Mm.
And I read it. And I have to say, what the letter is here, what the love and affection for your daughter.
Mm.
And she said, What you say? I said nothing.
Wow.
I said to her, no, I said nothing, Mom. Mm-hmm. And I went to her room. And one of my friends was up there, because I told her that I'm going to do that. And she said, me a weird fear, you're not committing to kill you.
Is that the first time he actually said he wanted you to join?
Yeah.
That was the first time.
The first time.
The first time, mm-hmm. Yeah.
He told me what to do. I said, no, you can't write.
Mm.
But he did it.
Honorable.
Yeah, and then my mom went to his mom,
mm-hmm.
and bring me a letter.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't go with her, so I don't know what happened. But
mm-hmm.
after we went back to Jamaica, after I had done, mm-hmm. we went to know the Dawn, you know,
mm-hmm.
and his mother started telling me,
okay.
and said, me tell her, send you go on, make you better yourself, and I mean, I want a buddy to be my daughter, but you know.
Oh, okay, yeah. So she was kind of like for it, and she was telling your mom she was for it.
Yeah. And she talked to my mom, and mom said,
okay.
And they wrote back to him and said, you know, it's okay.
Yeah.
But when I came, I got a shock, you know, to see the living condition and
how
different this is England.
It was. Yeah, how it was.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they sent the letter right at the start. Then tell me about the one that, with the ticket money and everything. Tell me about that one. And then...
Well, he paid it here, and I had to just go in town to get the ticket.
Oh, okay. So
he paid for the ticket. Yeah. I forget the trap, so it wasn't. Oh, I can't remember the name of the trap.
Mm-hmm.
But he sent it to them.
How did you feel when you got
excited.
The tickets?
I'm going to England at it.
Mm-hmm.
Excited. I couldn't wait for the time to come, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And but when I got to the airport, it was good in a way, mm-hmm. because a girl from my school,
mm-hmm.
she was older than me,
mm-hmm.
and she was like a monitor,
okay.
When we had school, you know,
mm-hmm.
and she was, realized that she was coming the same day,
okay.
as me, and we went down together,
mm-hmm.
and we walked together, and it happened that we sat together.
Oh, that was good.
And it was myself, she, and a man.
Mm-hmm.
And
who went with you to the airport to
see
you off?
My parents.
Your mum and dad?
Yeah. And mm-hmm. some friends as well.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they get like a van, we all went there.
Okay,
yeah.
Everybody come to see you off Rosetta.
And when we got in the plane, we really get excited though.
Mm-hmm.
And I was sitting next to my friend, you know, she never fly before, we never fly before. So, and this man that sat there, he seemed as if he came on holiday because he lived here.
Okay.
So he probably come on holiday or something,
mm-hmm.
but he was coming back. And when they give us the food, we look at each other, you know,
mm-hmm.
and there was this egg. And the egg, the shell of it was black. Oh, and we would need us, no, we didn't need everything we didn't want. The man said, give me. And he sat beside us, and everything that we had, we didn't want, we'd like bread,
mm-hmm.
but we would need nothing, because everything looked, ooh.
Mm-hmm.
And then he said to me, I will not get one of them for day.
Get used to it.
When we got in England,
mm-hmm.
because he said to me, they'll meet me,
mm-hmm.
and they tell me to take a train.
Okay.
And they'll meet me at Nottingham
station.
And my friend, we traveled together. We stand together and say, what am I going to get to this train? She said, we have to ask. And she said, somebody come. She was coming straight to the hospital.
Okay.
She was coming straight to the nurse. And I stand with her for somebody to come to meet her. But I had to go over the other side to the train station, and I didn't even know how, what to
get
do.
There.
They tell me, but when you get there, I see everything you never see before. And people shout, get your mirror! So I thought it was a mirror in the newspaper.
Yeah, you didn't realize it was the newspaper.
And I remember we stand there looking around.
Mm.
And this white woman come, and she had this paper in her hand, and she looked at it. And she looked at the talk and said, Blossom Johnson? And she said, yes. And she said, come with me. And she called and said, Rose, see you. Because she was going straight to the hospital.
Uh-huh.
So
it just left you?
Just left me. And I remember, they did tell me to bring money.
Mm-hmm.
And must bring it in silver money, not paper.
Okay.
Not notes.
Why?
Because you use the coins that we use out there.
Okay.
We could use it here,
okay.
but we couldn't use the notes.
Oh, okay.
So all the money I had was in silver, you know.
Mm.
And so I decided I'm going to over the stuff.
Yeah.
I said the train station. And as I was going, this other man was talking to me, And she said, you know where you're going? We said, no. But they said to take train. She said that her boyfriend is coming to meet her, and straight away he come.
Mm-hmm.
And she said to me, where are you going? I said, Nottingham. He said, is somebody coming to meet you? I said, no. Then we met at the train station. He said, come with me.
Oh wow.
It's Nottingham and West coming.
Oh wow, how good.
Mm-hmm.
Where was that? Which station was you at originally then? Where did you come into?
Victoria.
Oh right, in
Victoria
London.
Victoria Coast Station in London, yeah.
So you were there and they were coming to Nottingham?
Yeah, we come on the same flight.
Wow.
And we stand up together. She said, where are you going? And we said, Nottingham. She said, Nottingham, I'm going to Nottingham too.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody coming to meet me said no, but I got to meet them.
Mm-hmm.
And she said that her boyfriend coming to meet her.
Mm-hmm.
And then he come.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, you know, where are we going? I said, Nottingham. Anybody meeting you? He said, no. He said, I've got some money. And I said, yes. And he take the money from me. And they take out, and they went and they bought the ticket for me. And he come I sat in the train with them until we reach here. When we reach here, close up to
it. You see, they're not good. On the plane, you had somebody next to you, and on the train.
We were friends until he died.
Wow.
You know him?
Yes.
He used to do taxi.
Mm-hmm.
Walters.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Wow.
Him.
Wow.
And we were friends. He was at my wedding and everything because he looked after me.
Yes.
He come for his girlfriend. And they look after me, and when I get him married, make sure he get an invitation because and we were friends up till his death.
Wow, that's really good.
Yeah.
Really good.
So that's my story.
Is there anything else that you could remember that maybe I didn't ask? So I mean, we kind of went through your thoughts and feelings, although you know you had to pretend to your mother, but about your thoughts and feelings and theirs and the reason that you came, you know. It's really interesting story.
Yeah, because you know, when you hear about England and so, and you know, you come with great expectation, isn't it? You know, from what people are saying.
Yes.
But when you come, it is so different.
So different.
It's so different, and in those days, the prejudice.
Mm.
I remember I couldn't go on a bus, you know.
Mm.
You got a bus at night, they had the teddy boys.
Oh wow, yes.
And I couldn't go out because you they were terrible.
Yeah, yeah.
You get on the bus and they're gone with us.
Yeah.
And they call you, oh, I couldn't take that, you know, with they call you a bastard and all sort of something.
Yes. Mm. Not nice at all.
No.
And what you expected.
And and I just thought, when they come to Jamaica, you think they were somebody. You know, you get your friend here talking to you, say, look at them when they come to Jamaica, you think they were somebody, and look at the way they behave, and they smoke, and dirty. I remember the first morning I woke up, and I looked through the window, and there was this white man, and she had one of them, you know, them apron that they put the whole thing.
Oh, yeah.
And she was scrubbing the step.
Yes.
And I always have my face on the glass. I couldn't believe what I was seeing. And one of the ladies at the house, and you are as well, she said to me, yeah, look on them. You see, all the time, only when they come to Jamaica, they come as big people for doing
so. Yeah, but when they're here, they have to do themselves.
And I remember one day I heard this thing, rock and roll, rock and roll. I said, what's that? And it was this man with the horse and the cart. And they were asking, rock and roll, that we went for old clothes. And so I used to do that.
So different.
Yeah.
Mm. So different. Yes. Anyway, I'll end the recording here.